Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to another podcast. It's good to have you with me as we journey into the 15th chapter of the book of John. And actually, our journey into the chapter has already begun. We are in the 4th verse. We covered the first 3 verses the last few days. Jesus says, and remember, in the context of being the true vine, which he called himself in verse 1, and the Father, the husbandman, or the vine dresser, in verse 4, he says, "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me." Now, please note that he has just introduced a new character into the metaphor. He's the vine, the Father's the husbandman, and now he says the branch can't bear fruit of itself, yet he has not compared anyone to the branch yet. We don't get compared to the branch until the next verse. He's simply stating that if you have a vine, that any offshoot of that vine cannot bear fruit unless it's attached to the vine. And then he says, neither can you unless you abide in me. So he's going at it a little differently than we would. We would probably have stuck verse 5 in front of verse 4. In verse 5, he says, "I'm the vine, you're the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing." In verse 5, he tells you who the vine is and who the branches are. He's the vine, we're the branches. Put the two verses together and you have the basic premise that without the vine, the branches have no ability to produce good. Rather than use this as theological ground zero on whether or not people can backslide and one day you're saved, quote unquote saved, and the next day you're lost, rather than do that, how about if we were to take it for what Jesus meant for it to be? Not a theological debate, but a simple statement, meaning when you see fruit coming out, it must be because the branches are attached to the vine. And if there is no fruit, it could be because the branches are not attached to the vine. You see, the statement is basic and simple. It's not meant to confuse his disciples into a theological debate over positional righteousness and whether or not you're saved today and lost tomorrow. It was meant to give comfort to his disciples in him saying, "I'm the vine, the Father's doing the pruning. If you're not," and we're adding verse 2 in here now, "if you're not producing, the Father will lift you up, pick you up, position you to produce. If you are producing, he'll prune away so that there's some more production coming out of you. The whole reason why you produce is because you're connected to me. You are not the producer." Jesus is saying he is the producer. So no matter what good is coming out of your life, recognize it as the vine doing the work. Now, this is perfect for the message of grace because what it says is all good that is in you is a direct result of the Jesus that is in you. So because Christ is so good, you and I bring forth fruit. Give God credit for every single good thing in your life, because without the vine, the branch wouldn't be producing anything anyhow. And even if it doesn't seem spiritual to you, you've got good things happening in your life and you say, "Well, those are all material. Those are all financial. Those are all physical. I don't know that God did them." Give him credit for them, because any good fruit that comes out in your life has got to be because you are attached to him. "I'm the vine, you're the branches. If you abide in me, he who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me, you can do nothing." Notice he tells you that you're going to bear much fruit. And that's what I'm claiming in the name of Jesus. Because I'm attached to the vine, I'm going to believe God for much fruit. And fruit is not souls getting saved. Fruit is the fruit of the Spirit coming out in my life to make a difference in the world in which I live. I'm one of the King's sons living in the kingdom of my Father. The King is on his throne. I want the fruit of that kingdom coming out in me every moment that I'm in this world. I'm a light in the middle of the darkness, and so are you. Let that happen in you today. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.